It's Friday, February 28, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your news at 7 a.m. The Southwest Africa People's Organization's president, Netumbo Nandi Ndaitwa, has called on the public to donate historical items relating to founding president Samuel Daniel Chavishuna Nyoma for display at the newly established Sam Nyoma Museum. And according to One Africa TV reporter Selma Tapopi for News on One, the party has decided to convert Nyoma's former office at its headquarters into a museum to honor his legacy.
Nandi Ndaitwa made the remarks at the unveiling of Nyoma's second statue at the SWAPO party headquarters, where she said that it was the founding president's idea in 1993 to construct a SWAPO party national headquarters.
A provision was made for an office of the founding president. Now that he has departed, the office will be turned to Sema Nyoma Museum, where we will keep his valuable party items.
The airports company has announced its readiness to manage the expected increase in air traffic as dignitaries and mourners arrive for the memorial and funeral of the late founding president, Dr. Sam Nyoma. According to reports by One Africa TV News on One's Herta Ekanjo, NAC's executive airport operator, Leonard Shipwata, assured that all safety and operational measures are in place to accommodate the influx of flights.
Shipwata explained that comprehensive risk assessments have been conducted at both Hosea Kutako International Airport and Eros Airport to ensure smooth operations.
In the event of overflow, such overflow would then be repositioned to other airports such as Walvis Bay and Andiba Toivo Toivo. So we are ready and we're looking forward to receive our dignitaries that are coming through.
Last night's bulletin is available on oneafrica.tv and weeknights at 7. You're free to watch it on GoTV Channel 84, DSTV Channel 284, or stream it live on oneafrica.tv. The Trump administration has ordered the immediate termination of U.S. aid funding for HIV programs in South Africa, impacting several organizations supported through the U.S. Presidential Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief. This decision, reported by News 24, could result in setbacks in the fight against HIV and tuberculosis. Since its launch 23 years ago, PEPFAR has provided South Africa with approximately 145 billion rand, including 8.4 billion rand for the current U.S. financial year. Meanwhile, South Africa's cabinet has reaffirmed its support for the African Union and United Nations resolutions aimed at addressing the ongoing conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. In a media briefing, Minister in the Presidency, Kumbutso Ntshavheni, says all parties are to work towards a peaceful solution and an end to hostilities.
The resolution further demands that M23 rebel groups withdraw from the territories they've seized in the Eastern DRC and called on the Rwandan Defense Forces to stop supporting the armed groups and immediately withdraw from Congolese territory without preconditions. Cabinet expressed its well wishes for a speedy recovery for all 10 returned injured soldiers.
To Europe now, there are major flight disruptions in Germany after one of the country's busiest airports was hit by a workers' strike. The service workers' union behind the strike is calling for better pay and working conditions. On the ground for us in Berlin is Trent Murray.
Authorities at Munich Airport said the strike by ground workers was prompting them to cancel around 80% of flights. It's Germany's second largest airport and also home to Lufthansa, the country's main flag carrier. The 48-hour strike is due to last over Thursday and Friday. Airlines are advising passengers to contact them for further information. Trent Murray, Berlin.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.